I remember the first hug that I received after I was fully vaccinated in the very early days of COVID. My granny, my grandmother, had just passed away. I couldn't travel back for her funeral. We were very close. And a good friend of mine at seminary walked up to me, saw the tears welling up in my eyes, and asked if it was okay to give me a hug. All I could do was nod in acceptance, and she threw her arms around me, and I just burst out into tears. It was more than my grief for my grandmother. It was all the pent-up grief from the extended isolation from human touch. This was a grief I wasn't even aware that I was carrying. As I hugged my friend, I realized so much was changing. So much had already changed. I was hugging my friend, still masked, still living in virtual isolation and uncertainty, but we knew we had each other, and we knew we had that one moment of human connection. While much had changed, I know, well, much has changed. I know I'm still finding my way through hugs and being in physical proximity to others while we gather and while we also work through the ongoing grieving process from a time of so much loss and change. And I think that's why, among many reasons, our gospel text for tonight really resonates deeply for me. And maybe it does for you too. Because in our text for this evening, we find Jesus at dinner with the disciples. He knows of Judas's betrayal and that Peter will deny him. Yet he goes about washing all of the disciples' feet and tells them to do the same for each other. And even as Peter questions and denies Jesus, we hear Jesus trying to connect all of the pieces for his disciples while still acknowledging they won't get it and will not understand what he's done for them until later. And as Jesus goes about the process of washing their feet, he calls them into a different kind of relationship with each other, one of mutual love and care, where they must not only know themselves as equals, but also act as equals. This idea of knowledge leading to action manifests in Jesus' new commandment to the disciples, as Jesus says to them, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have a love for one another." And it is this kind of unique love that is translated as agape. And this is an important note, because agape isn't a feeling or a knowing, but an action. It's a doing kind of love. To love as God loves, a kind of sacrificial love that is in so many ways aspirational. Yet as Christ is showing us, the disciples exist in this kind of simple act of washing feet. And through this action, Jesus reminds us that love is exemplified in simple actions and by the simple acknowledgement of the humanity of another in this active love. Washing the feet of the disciples, Christ is showing us how to do the work that he's asking us to do. To give of ourselves in the ways that we are able. Maybe to smile at a stranger in the street or say hello to the grocery checkout person, or to extend kindness to someone maybe we don't like as much, or whose opinions may differ from our own, or maybe the list goes on and on and on. But to follow the example of Jesus and to show love to one another, this kind of agape love that exemplifies God's love for us. And while I don't feel that this text is asking us to lay down our literal lives for each other as Christ did, I do see the gospel calling us to sacrifice our judgments and those things that keep us from truly loving one another in the agape sense of love. And while this sounds much easier than it truly is. We can't lose sight of this very important work. Letting things go that keep us from loving God and each other fully and actively working for justice in the world is an important message from tonight's gospel text. And standing here today in person with all of you, as we again gather for this holy time, I'm reminded of that feeling of immense joy, yet unavoidable grief. Still processing so much of what has happened over the last couple of years, as we all work through so many questions about what was, what is, and what is yet to come. I think that's why tonight's gospel text continues to resonate so deeply for me. The disciples may not have known the fullness of what was happening, yet they may have had a sense of it. And all of our speculation, all of my speculation about how they may have been feeling and how that led to their reaction is simply that, speculation. Yet I choose to believe that their love for each other and their love for Jesus would have clued them into the worry and changes happening for their friend. And I wonder if the weight of the end of his time drawing near began to show on Jesus's face or in his voice. Maybe as he says, "Where I'm going, you cannot come." For me, it was in that statement that I could feel this sense of sadness for Jesus and his friends. And maybe as my friend did, the disciples would have offered Jesus an embrace. Maybe there are moments in this story that you can resonate with or connect to. I hope we can all find time and space as we continue our journey together to share those moments with each other on our Holy Week journey together. And my prayer for us all is that this holy act of foot washing that we share together and listening to each other and being present to the Holy Spirit in our lives as we continue brings us closer as a community, closer to God, and closer to walking in the ways of Christ as Christ has taught us. Amen.